The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida and folks along the East Coast. We hope you had a wonderful week here and everywhere that you are. Angela is still under the weather a little bit, but she is listening, and we hope that she is feeling better. She actually has a couple of broken bones from an accidental fall that she had, but she's doing better, and we hope to have her back on the show next week. But in the meantime, we just could not put on a repeat of a show. We just had to be here. We want to welcome everyone again. Hope you had a great week. We had a great week as usual. We need to do a shout out to a Navy person, a new customer of ours, who we found a house for this week. So, Malcolm, thank you for your service. And we're going to get you into that house just as soon as possible. In fact, less than 30 days. That's what we can do for folks now with getting loans with Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners. He's going to get a VA loan, move into that house, found a beautiful home, first time house. It came on the market. And this is what happens, by the way, when houses look good and they are priced right. Came on the market yesterday. That's right, yesterday. And we put the deal together and got him in to see that house yesterday, put the contract together, and we were the first because we are on time. We are there. We got him seen into the house, got the contract all together, and he is one happy, not a camper, no, he is one happy Navy man, and he works on military aircraft. So thank you for your service and congratulations, Malcolm. So that is wonderful. But instead of Angela being on the show today, all of the folks that have been listening for a while know that one of our sponsors is Property 360. They are a talented group of folks with an immense amount of experience inspecting homes and always tell great stories. The owner of that company is William Chandler. But William is on his way because he has so many specialties in his book of tricks. He is on his way out to Tallahassee. Now, imagine someone in Jacksonville. He is called from here to go out to Tallahassee?
Yep, Tallahassee.
Tallahassee to do a special job because there are so few people licensed in the state of Florida to do what he does. But in his place today is his right-hand man, Richard Negrin. So welcome, Richard.
Welcome. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Well, we are so glad that you are here. You have been on so many inspections with Richard, with William, and also by yourself. I was with you at an inspection, 2 weeks ago?
Yep.
Over in Fernandina. And you just give so much great information. Not only do you do the inspections, but you also give so much information to the buyers and also to the sellers if they do a pre-inspection to inform the people on what they are getting. It's not just that you have your head down doing your thing. You are informing the sellers, the buyers, about what they are getting into when they buy a house. And that's so important, isn't it?
Oh, very, very important.
So tell us about yourself. Who are you? What do you do?
Well, I'm a father of two kids. Just had another baby 6 weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Oh, excited. I have my little boy finally.
Well, good.
That's what I was waiting for.
That's what you're waiting for.
Yep. I honestly work a lot. That's
work
the big
a lot.
Thing. Work and train.
Now, you've been in the business for 10 years now.
Yep. Going on 10 years.
And before that, you were in the construction business.
Yes, sir.
So whereas some home inspectors have just been doing like just one little thing in the construction industry, and then they become a home inspector, do a tiny little bit of training, and then become a home inspector. You have kind of done it all. You've done roofing, you've done framing, you've done all sorts of things to become a home inspector. Is that correct?
I'm sorry. I started out young, and I just wanted to work. That was it. So I got right into construction right away, framing, and then I went to roofing, got to remodels, and it just kept going from there. I just didn't want to stop.
We have found that the best home inspectors are the one that have that diverse background in construction, and you've got that, plus the 10 years of experience.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about Property 360.
Property 360 is interesting. We're kind of like a one-stop shop. You know, you can get your mold testing, your air testing. You can do all your WDO inspections, your insurance reports, your home inspections. We do pool inspections with it. Really, we try to do a little bit of everything for your house.
Now, you just mentioned a couple of things that a lot of people don't know about. Mold inspections and air inspections. Most people don't do that. Why would somebody need a mold inspection? Don't most home inspectors, if they see mold, they just say, hey, I saw some mold up in the attic?
Yeah, so we go a little bit further than that. Once, if we see mold at a home inspection, we actually got the abilities where we can do tape lifts and air samples ourselves, and William himself actually does all of our testing.
So does that take a special certification?
Yes, sir, it does. William, he does a lot of the education, so he actually is a mold assessor, and he can give you the protocols and everything, how to remedy the mold and do everything like that.
Because you can't just look at it and say, okay, it's mold and it's terrible and you can't buy this house. You actually have to test it.
Yes, sir.
Because mold is in everyone's house.
It is.
From the minute you move in or a house is built, I mean, even the wood that you build a house with has some mold on it.
Yes, sir.
You're eating bread. Bread has mold on it. I mean, there's all sorts of mold, and a lot of home inspectors just say, oh, there's some white stuff. That's mold.
Yeah.
Well, that may be okay.
Well, then they're going to tell you you got to get another company to come out here and do the testing, and then they're going to send it off to a lab, and they'll get the report back to tell what kind of mold it is. Well, we can do all that in our own shop.
So that's a very, very unique specialty. There are only, what, 10 or 12 mold specialists in the state of Florida?
I'd like to say so.
Okay. And then you said air testing.
That goes along with the mold testing. We do air quality control. We can check the counts of parts per million in the air whenever we do that.
Okay. So something comes back and says this many thousand parts per million.
Mm-hmm.
But do you explain what that means?
William does whenever because he does all the testing. So once William gets it back, he actually writes up a whole entire protocol for it and what it all breaks down to.
And I presume it compares it to, like, the outside, because the outside has parts per million of problems as well.
Yes, sir.
So sometimes the outside can be worse than the inside.
It can.
So when you make a report, you have to tell people whether or not this is good or this is bad, correct?
Correct.
So, and you're testing it over time. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Interesting. So, do you do water testing as well?
Yes, sir, we do.
Okay.
We do moisture mapping whenever it comes to something like that. Say you get a leak in your wall, we try to map how far it goes up and then what the real problems could be, where it's coming from and all that.
So, you have specialized equipment. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about some of that specialized equipment that you folks have that a lot of other home inspectors do not have. And it's not the thing that you can buy at the store that costs $25 that says, hey, it sounds like there's some moisture in the wall. You use some really specialized equipment. So when we come back after the break, we're going to talk a lot more about that specialized equipment that you spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on thousands of dollars on that make your company so much better than the competition. We're going to talk a whole lot more about, also answer your questions. Call us at 800-222-8255, and we will be right back to tell you all about that. Richard is here to answer your questions about your house or the house that you are buying. And it's Richard Negrin at 360 Pest Control. So stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right, they use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestcontrol.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. We are here with Richard Negrin of Property 360, and also 360 Pest Control. So if you do have questions or want to talk to Richard, call into the show at, you just heard, 904-222-8255. I said 800 before, but it is 904. For those of you that are calling in from out of town. And right before the break, we were talking about some of the specialized equipment that Property 360 uses that some other home inspection companies do not use. So, Richard, take it away and tell us about some of that equipment.
Well, some of the equipment we use, like the Termitrack, for instance. It's a patented sonar technology, so we can actually detect termite movement in the wall. So, say you get someone calls out dry wood termites in your wall, we can actually go in there and check to see if it's active or not. And so once we're able to do that, then we can tell you what kind of treatment you should go to and how you should approach it.
When you say active or not, what do you mean by that?
If there's live termites in the wall.
Okay.
That's the big thing. See if there's any true activity.
So is this a thing like a camera that you put a small hole in the wall and it goes behind the wall?
No, sir. This is a machine we actually kind of scan against the wall. It sends a sonar through the wall, and the reflection that comes back is actually going to tell us whether there's active movement or anything like that.
So this is like an X-ray machine?
Similar.
All right.
We can't see in the wall. We can just detect if there's movement in the wall. It'll pick up anything from rats. It can pick up termites. It can pick up any kind of earwig, silverfish, those kind of small bugs that you can't really see too well.
So you do that as part of a normal inspection of a house, or is that for a inspection for when we hire you to do a bug inspection? What
that would go more towards the bug inspection. Now, if we see something at the home inspection, we're going to pull it out and test it.
Okay.
We're going to pull it out and actually use the machine to detect if it's active or not.
Now, tell me about this moisture when you go into a house. Do you normally, for a home inspection, for a pre-purchase, do you check for moisture behind the walls?
We do check for moisture. We check it in the concentrated areas, you know, around windows especially. Windows, they tend to leak quite often. So we check for moisture in the windows. Drawing a blank here.
No, that's okay. I know you do that. I've seen you guys work. You go all around the house, and you have a moisture meter to do that as well.
Yes, sir, we do.
And again, it's not one of those cheap ones that you buy at some of these stores that I've seen. I see I could advertise for like, what is it, American Freight or one of those where they sell these tools.
Pinless moisture meters there is what they are. We call them reference meters.
Yes.
We use a pin moisture meter. It actually, when you stab into the wall, it'll tell you what the moisture content is.
Okay. Now, I know that you do inspections all over. One of the big things that you find are things on the roof, or does the roof need replacing, or does it have missing shingles? Now, we got some two-story homes. We've got steep roofs. That's dangerous.
It is dangerous to walk on.
So what do you do?
We use an unmanned aerial drone. So we actually use our drone to go up there and do an inspection on the roof. If I physically walk on the roof, my big concern is safety, of course. You know, you don't want to fall off and get hurt. Whenever I use my drone, I actually can focus more on the inspection. I can pull the drone back, get better aerial pictures, and concentrate on areas that we see the damage.
So you can spend a whole lot of time with that drone flying around, zoom in on little spots, see the things that, when you walk on the roof, you can't get to all of those spots like you can with a drone.
Exactly.
And you have to be licensed to fly those, don't you?
Yes, sir. That's a fun license to get, I'll tell you that. It's a little bit challenging to get when you're colorblind.
And, of course, you can get the you take photos, put them in the report.
Yes, sir.
So you're looking at the chimney cap as well. If there's a chimney, you're looking at
the flashing around the chimney. See if there's a cricket installed around it.
A cricket.
It's like a little pitch right there at the backside of the chimney to divert the water around it instead of letting it just hit the backside of the chimney.
So you can get up close and personal to all the what's called tuck pointing.
Yeah.
Is that what that's called around the chimney as well?
Yes,
sir. So see whether it needs to be redone or not. And of course, the homeowner never gets up on their roof to see whether there is a problem.
No, it's not a common area to walk on or check out.
It's not. So it's important to do that. You know, if you're a homeowner and you're not even selling your home, sometimes it's very important to once every 5 years or so, 2 years, every 3 years, whatever, get a home inspection done of your own home. Because there are things you do not see. If you're on a crawl space,
how often
there are
do you
things
go in it?
Under, like never. And I know that's not one of your favorite things to do.
I love the crawl space. I can't lie.
All right. Well, tell us a good story about going under a home and the things that you have found that a homeowner would never expect to find under there. A, that's a problem, or B, that's a good story. Tell us something about going under a home.
Well, for instance, recently I went underneath the home and where the front porch actually met the house, it was actually the water running down the wall was eroding the ground and causing settlement on the foundation. So the homeowner would have never known about it. The buyer would have never known about it unless we go under there and actually inspect it. So it's exposing the footer around all the piers and actually causing them to settle down and sink a little bit. So that's something we could call out. I'll be honest, the scariest thing underneath the house to find is a cat. That was always interesting.
Because they don't like you.
Cats are territorial. So wow. You're inside their space and they're confined and they get scared and they will attack you.
Wow. Well, you know, you made a point about the home like falling in. And I own a couple of rental properties, and one of them, when I walked into the house, the the floor was kind of, and this was a house that was built in 1908, I think, there was a slight dip around the kitchen. And I had someone go under there, and they said that the piers, not the, both the piers and the stringers underneath, some of the piers were starting to rot, and they were old cinder blocks, and some of the wood stringers were rotted. And they found out that it was from the sink drain was dripping. So we had to get a company to go in and to redo the whole underneath of the house.
Yeah.
Which cost a lot of money. Now, if I had a home inspector go in 10 years ago when I bought the house, they would have noticed that, and I could have averted many, many thousand dollars of repairs.
Yeah.
So I could have done a pre-inspection, because there was about 3 feet of space underneath the house. Now, some of the crawl spaces are a whole lot less than that, aren't they?
Oh, yes. So. Some of them are very tight. Whenever we can't physically crawl in them, we actually have a machine. It's a crawl bot. We will send the machine underneath the house to inspect it for us as long as we can fit. I think all we need for clearance on that is about 8 inches. And then we can send the machine under.
This is I have never heard of another home inspector with a crawl bot.
Not a cheap tool to get. That's why a lot of home inspectors don't want to invest into it.
Now, when you go under some of these old houses, like in Springfield and things, you hear of something called some special kind of beetle. Tell us about
powder post beetles.
What is a powder post beetle, and what do you do about them?
The powder post beetle actually, they bore into the wood, and that's where they lay their larvae. Whenever it's finally hatched, they actually end up pulverizing the wood a little bit to a powder, and they emerge out. That pulverizing actually damages the wood. The really big thing to do with that is get it treated. That's so we can make sure there's no live powder post beetles under there.
And your company,
360 Pest Control, we provide that.
You do that as well?
Absolutely.
Now, does that mean that someone, do they do the damage like termites do, as in eat up the entire wood and can cause the house to collapse? Or
Over time, they can. I mean, they're slow moving. They can deteriorate the interior of the wood, really, and you won't really notice until you probe into it, and it just disintegrates for the most part.
So, but does that mean you can't buy the house, or is that repairable?
No, that's repairable.
So virtually everything that is damaged in a home from a home inspection can be repaired.
Absolutely.
Now, your job is not to tell someone to buy or not buy a house.
No, sir, it's not.
What is your job?
To give them the information they need, whether they want to move forward or not.
Okay, that's so it's to educate, to inform, and almost everything can be remedied. You may need to discuss it with a contractor for the pricing, and you should have a competent realtor to help you as the buyer decide what your next step is. And your next step may be to negotiate price, to negotiate repairs, to maybe walk away, find a different house. There are all sorts of remedies to decide what you should do as a buyer or as a seller if you're going to do a pre-inspection of your particular home. And we do recommend that you do a pre-inspection. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about pre-inspections. And we're also going to talk about something that very few people do, but a lot of people should do. And that's a inspection of a house, of a newly constructed house. You know, you go to any brand new builder and you may think they have so many inspections done while it's being built. Doesn't the county inspect my roof? Doesn't the county inspect the electrical? Doesn't the county inspect the framing? Why should I spend money for Property 360 or somebody else to inspect the house if all of those other people are inspecting it? We're going to talk about that and some of the things you found during a pre-construction house when we get back. So stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
Radio. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. China is reporting more than 2,600 new virus cases as it escalates measures to try and contain the outbreak. The figure is a major drop in the higher numbers in recent days since a broader diagnostic method was put into play. The number of new deaths rose slightly, though, in China to 143. That brings the total fatalities inside mainland China to 1,523. The U.S. Embassy in Japan says Americans on board a quarantine ship will be flown back home on a chartered flight tomorrow. About 380 Americans are on board the Diamond Princess cruise ship, which is docked at Yokohama. That's a port city southwest of Tokyo. So far, 285 people from the ship have tested positive for the virus. Meanwhile, another ship in Cambodia now, and they've allowed it to dock there after it was turned away by other Asian and Pacific governments.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, February 22nd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, February 22nd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Saturday, February 22nd at 7 p.m., the Jacksonville Icemen take on the Orlando Solar Bears at Bi-Star Veterans Arena.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
For limited time, go to MyPillow.com. When you buy a set of Giza Sheets, Mike will give you a set of Giza Sheets for free when you use promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 and give them promo code WBOB for this fantastic offer.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
Does your furnace need repair, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman.homeadvisor.com. Home Advisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman.homeadvisor.com, handyman.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman.homeadvisor.com.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
There will be a 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy skies through Sunday night. Daytime high near 70, overnight lows about 55. Mostly cloudy Monday, high 73, and back to rain. 30% chance of rain, cloudy Monday night and Tuesday with a low Monday night near 60, high Tuesday of 79.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everyone. Here we are in the third segment of Real Estate Radio with Property 360's Richard Negrin. Welcome back, Richard.
Thanks again for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, you are so welcome. We are so lucky to have you because we are hearing some good stuff, some interesting things about what goes on during the home inspection and also during the pest inspection. You've got radar or sonar or some combination of that to find things in the walls. You don't have to open up or put any walls in or put a camera in. You can actually see through the walls. That's some fancy equipment.
Another thing it could do, it could save you thousands because most termite guys are going to say right away, just tint your house. We can actually narrow down where the live activity is and treat that certain spot.
I had a the house that I was talking about before, I had it tented many years ago, and I thought, boy, this is expensive and what a pain in the neck to do.
Yeah.
So you could have found, I knew they were in the front door frame, but maybe they were no place else.
Good chance it could have been that too.
Wow. And then you talked about that you have your own robot that goes in crawl spaces with a camera, of course.
Absolutely.
That is just incredible. You guys spend money to do your task, don't you?
I got a great job. I can't lie. I got an incredible boss. He cares about education. He cares about making sure we have the right tools so we can give the right information to people.
You know, one of the things also that we didn't talk about that makes your company very specialized is that there are very few companies that have a specialist on the payroll that do what's called EIFS and stucco.
Yeah.
Now, just about every house in Jacksonville, well, not every house, but so many of them have stucco. And there are some insurance companies that actually, particularly when a home, an employee of a big corporation gets transferred, they have some requirements if it has a certain type of stucco called EIFS.
Yeah.
Take a moment to explain that, if you could.
What would you like me to explain?
Well, EIFS is a type of stucco, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, there are certain relocation companies that won't purchase a home if it has EIFS.
Yeah.
So there are only a certain amount of people that are certified to determine whether or not that the type of stucco is EIFS or not. And also, we have seen so many inspections done by other companies that just find some cracks in stucco and say, this must be further examined by a contractor or a stucco certified person.
Yeah, and that's what we have with William Chandler. He is incredible at it. He teaches us quite a bit about it. Anytime we have a stucco job, William's typically there with us because he's the head guy on that.
And there are very few people in the state of Florida that are certified stucco specialists.
Very few.
All right. Well, let's talk about, you know, the pre-inspection on a home that is being built. Why does someone need to do that? And is it a one-step inspection, or is it a multi? Is it are there multi steps in the process? Is it done? You know, a house takes 6 months to build.
Yeah.
Do you do it one time, or do you do it multi-stages?
Our company kind of breaks it down to three phases. We have the rough frame phase. It's where we inspect the slab, the walls, the columns, elevation, verify the penetrations, make sure they have the termite protection on the house. Then we also go to a phase two inspection, which would be the wall sheathing. That's where we inspect, make sure the wall cladding was installed to the manufacturer's specs. Any one of those two, you know, we also do a third one, the pre-closing, the final walkthrough. That's where we go around and check all the appliances, make sure all the windows function, make sure everything is actually working properly like it should. We recommend getting all three of them because it just helps you out throughout the whole process. We can tell you if your slab elevation is off. We can tell you if they don't have framing members in the right locations. One of the interesting things I came across recently was we did a final walkthrough, and the plumbers actually hooked up the water heater backwards. So the import line going to the water heater was hot water, and the outport was supposed to be hot water, and it was actually cold water. So
oh,
we catch
goodness.
Little things like that all the time.
Wow. You know, one of our friends, a customer who became a friend and is a regular listener on the show. And Steve, if you're listening, this is about your house.
Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Steve. Amy and Steve. He hired a home inspector to do a during build inspection, and he found several things that needed to be addressed by the builder.
Yeah.
And he meaning Amy and Steve, they were so happy that this was done because some of the roofing nails actually missed the framing members on the roof. Several of them, actually. There was a couple of other things in the roof that were not done right and totally missed by the county inspector. So let's talk about that. The county inspector is supposed to inspect all these things.
Well, they don't inspect all of that. They go out there and just verify it was installed, and they most of the time they tend to go with the builder to make sure they believe that they were installed properly and up to code. They do verify a few things, but they don't go into the same detail a home inspector would go to for this.
So does the county inspector go up on the roof to see whether everything was done right?
Not typically.
Okay. But you use your drone and you go and check everything.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I view this as like a doctor. A doctor's trying to find out what is wrong with you. Wouldn't it be nice if they could look inside your body? And that they do that with x-rays. They do that with sonograms. They do it with all that stuff. Wouldn't it be nice if they could do that without your skin? And that's what they do with all of that equipment. Well, a pre-inspection before your house is built without the outside wall on it, and see the inside, the framing, the plumbing, the wiring, the air conditioning ducts. I have seen air conditioning, the big tubes of air conditioning, with a whole kink in it by the way the straps are holding them up in the attic, where the thing is supposed to be like 18 inches. But because of the way it's strapped up, that opening, that tube is no longer about 18 inches big. It's only about 6 inches big because of the way it's strapped up.
Yeah.
That's a thing that you can only see
pre-drywall.
Pre-drywall, or you could go up into the attic. But you think that the home is supposed to be built right, but it isn't. And that's a major thing that can restrict the airflow or the return vents in the house. And you guys would see that, but a homeowner, a purchaser, is not going to know that unless they get the home inspected.
That's it. Just recently, I did an inspection. House was 2 years old. Lady's had it for 2 years. She's selling the house. We did our inspection. We noticed there's a missing air register in the living room. They had an air register in the kitchen, one in the dining room. You get to the living room, you don't see one. We pulled out our infrared camera, started scanning the ceiling. We can actually see where the air register was supposed to terminate. It's still pushing air, but it's pushing it through the drywall. So they didn't even cut out the drywall from the actual build 2 years prior.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So
we come across that kind of thing quite often.
And nobody noticed it.
You never will notice it.
That's why you get a home inspection. So that's one of those good stories. Do you have any story, a quick story about something dangerous that a homeowner had done to their home?
Years ago, I was doing an inspection, and whenever I was checking the service lateral coming into the house because I had an overhead service, I noticed something funny right away. He actually bypassed the electric company because they shut his power off. He bypassed it with jumper cables. He hooked it straight up to the power line, straight to his meter box, and he powered his house that way. That was one of the most dangerous things I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. They must have been thick jumper cables.
They were really good jumper cables. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, my gosh. Crazy stuff that happens to a homeowner. We have seen pool decks that had been where the posts had been rotted. And if you put too many people on that deck, somebody could really, really have gotten hurt. And you do pool inspections as well, right?
Absolutely.
You test the heaters. You look at the pumps to make sure that they are working. You make sure that the pumps are grounded. All of those things you guys can do at Property 360. By the way, the phone number for Property 360, it's a long number because it has a long distance number, although they are local. It's 855-932-3784. It's also on our website, which is really simple to remember. The website is angelinhoward.com. What's your website, Richard?
Thebuildinginspector.net.
Thebuildinginspector.net. Love it. All right, when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about some more interesting stories. And Rich is going to tell us some more special things that go on at Property 360 and all of the nice people that he works with and has seen. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit TheBuildingInspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Here we are with Richard DeGrin of Property 360. And, you know, we skipped over talking a little bit about stucco before. I want to talk about stucco because so many of us have stucco at our homes, and we don't walk around the four sides of our homes hardly ever, you know, unless we do our own yard work and get out in the yard a lot. There's one side of my house. It's only about 4 feet from my neighbor's house, and I hardly ever go there because I don't cut my own yard because I'm so busy. Angela and I are busy all the time, and I should go over there and see if there's any cracks in the stucco. But invariably, when I look at other people's homes, I see some cracks. Some of them are horizontal. Some of them are slanted. Some of them are vertical. When should I start to be concerned that some of the cracks might be a problem, or is any crack a problem?
You want to start getting concerned whenever cracks start getting over a quarter inch wide. if you go up to the stucco itself, you can actually, we use our screwdrivers, the back handle of them, we'll actually tap on the stucco to see if it's loose to the wall or if there's any kind of, seems like moisture might be seeping behind it. Most of the time, stucco really needs to be prepped and painted. People don't put enough paint on their stucco, so that's what's causing a lot of these cracks. Whenever you do get those little cracks, you know, before you prep and paint, you want to fill them with non-shrink grout, and that'll actually eliminate the crack for you, and then you can just paint and prep everything.
So is cracking normal?
Cracking is very normal. Again, it goes to where the stucco doesn't have enough paint on it.
Because stucco normally absorbs water.
Yes.
And so, like, if it has water in it and we get a freezing night, water expands and can make a crack in it.
Absolutely.
I'm guessing that.
You're right.
Okay.
It can.
So if you paint your house regularly, that will minimize the effect of that.
Yeah, and with stucco, you want to have about 11 mils of paint. Most builders, when they put the paint on there themselves, they do about 4 mils at best. So you're short quite a bit of paint.
Now, I don't know how anybody's going to measure how much
paint they have on their house. Yeah, you got to peel it off and get a little tool to measure it. But
basically, paint your house every few years.
For stucco, they say paint it every 5 to 7 years.
Okay. Good advice. And walk around your house and see if you have problems. See if you have cracks in it.
Check your caulking around the windows is very important. If you don't have caulking around the windows properly, it's going to allow moisture to seep in there.
What else should I check around my house? Do I need to check anything about my eaves?
You always want to look up at them, see if you see any kind of delamination going on, peeling paint, such like that.
And, of course, I should check my gutters and downspouts.
Always want to try to. Those are always kind of tricky if they're on a second-level roof.
What should I check around my chimney?
Check around the chimney for any kind of corrosion going on or any kind of you'll see, like, moisture runs, like water running down the chimney. You want to check on such like that.
What should I check around the base of my house?
The base of the house? Well, you want to check your siding for one.
Okay.
A lot of times if you have like wood composite siding around the base of the house is where it's going to tend to rot.
What should I check around my door frames?
You want to check for rot on the door frames.
Especially. You know, I don't want to do all that.
Just hire me.
There you go. That was the point of all that.
Just hire me.
People don't normally do all of that stuff.
No, then they won't ever get in their attics. You know, you never know if you got a roof leak starting unless you get in the attic.
And it's not just peeking your head through the opening. It's actually going up into the attic and walking all around.
You want to be careful walking around because you don't want to damage the thermal insulation you have. You got that thermal barrier, so when you have a lot of people travel through it, you actually hurt the R rating you have in your attic.
Hire a professional. Get your house inspected every few years, whether you are going to sell it or not. It will save you money in the long run. You know, if you have a leak,
yeah,
and it damages the plywood underlaying and it starts to rot, it's a lot easier to fix it before that leak drops onto the
ceiling.
The ceiling and messes up your fiberglass insulation.
Yeah.
And then damages your ceiling. It's so much easier to get your home pre-inspected before that happens. So you should inspect your home every few years, but when you're going to sell your house, then do a pre-inspection before you sell your house. What's the reason to do that?
The major idea behind that is we're trying to find things that are going to potentially be big-ticket items, you know. We're going to check your function of the AC. We're going to check all the plumbing, just like a typical home inspection. And then we're also going to tell you, you know, look, this is what you're going to be coming across. You know, your AC's aged, you know, so they're going to call you out on that even if another inspector comes in. So budget to adjust your pricing for that. We also, when it comes to pre-listings, we kind of go to a detail of what other home inspectors could be calling out. And so we kind of give the seller a good idea of what they're going to be called out on during their home inspection process.
Not if you fix them first. And that's the big idea of it.
And then we can
fix it before it goes on the market.
And we can even come out there afterwards, do a re-inspection, you know, on the items you fixed. And that's so if you do find a potential buyer, you can turn over our whole entire home inspection report of what was there and what has been fixed. So it kind of shows that you're being proactive during the process.
Yes. From a marketing perspective, as a realtor, when I see a home that, and I have a buyer, when I have a buyer and I'm showing them houses, if one says this home has been pre-inspected, that gives me a better sense of this home seller is a better home to show.
Yeah.
And when I'm selling a home and it's pre-inspected, that is so much better as a marketing tool as well.
Yeah.
I know I can price it better. I know I can negotiate better. It's just all around better for the homeowner. He can get a better price for it. It's just all around better for everyone. So, and of course, we recommend you guys because you are so much better trained. You have better equipment. And, you know, are you more expensive than anybody? No.
No, we try to stay middle of the market. We don't want to be the most expensive guy out there.
Yeah, there are more expensive guys there because they have more overhead. And, you know, the people on your staff, William Chandler has, he is a general contractor as well.
Yes.
So if any of you guys out in the field need some expertise and he's not doing the inspection, you can call on him. And he's built over 1,000 homes. He knows everything if one of you guys that are doing some of the inspections don't. But you've done
hundreds and hundreds of
inspections yourself. You've been doing this for 10 years. I mean, you guys are just the right people to go to for your needs. And by the way, there are some other inspections that you do. You do what's called a four-point inspection.
Yeah, a four-point inspection, it's for the insurance companies. It highlights the four major points they want to hear about. They don't want to hear about the home inspection because the home inspection has a lot of details, a lot of little problems. The four-point just literally covers the roof, the HVAC system, the plumbing, and the electric. That's all the insurance company wants to hear about. And if you go into more detail, it could be catastrophe for you.
And not all home inspectors do what's called a wind mitigation report. Tell everybody what a wind mitigation report is.
Wind mitigation report, actually, it's what ties the roof to the house. So it determines if you have clips or if you have straps or it's toenail, depending on the age of the house. Then it also determines what kind of nails you have tying your roof sheathing down to your truss members, the spacing on the nails. And then we also have to find out, I'm losing my train of thought here for a second, but what with the clips and everything like that, we got to find out what kind of roof you have. If it's a hip or non-hip roof, they want to hear anything.
The advantage
under 10%.
Of that is discounts on your roof, and by the way,
drops your insurance quite a bit.
It doesn't mean that you have to get a new roof for that. When you buy a house, your house may qualify for a discount based on the type of roof it has. Now, not all home inspectors are qualified to do this type of report. You guys are. You include it if it qualifies to get this report done.
Yes, sir.
All right. Your number again is 855-932-3784, or go to our website, angelaandhoward.com, or your website is
thebuildinginspector.net.
All right. Well, Richard, we really thank you for being on the show. This is your rookie time on the show, but we will have you back sometime in the future. The Van Wees are on tap to tell you what's going on. They have a thumbs up. I know that it was a great week in the stock market. God bless everyone.